You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got the highest paid athlete list, and I guess Tiger Woods got back on the number one list since his sex scandal. We'll talk about that and how sometimes, unfortunately, these sex scandals actually help. I want to talk about the employees who were speaking Spanish and actually were suspended from their jobs at Whole Foods Market in Albuquerque last month because of a policy of you have to speak English to each other while on the job. Going to talk about that. Also, there is a 2,500-year-old Egyptian mummy that is undergoing cleaning and restoration at a Massachusetts General Hospital. This is pretty cool as you see people cleaning mummies. We're also going to talk about how casinos are not going to allow people to wear Google Glass, those Google Glasses, because they think people can use them to cheat. So for those of you who spend a lot of money to get your Google Glasses, I guess they are called Google Glasses. It's just you wear Google Glass. I guess that's the proper way to describe it. You won't be able to wear it in casinos. For those of us who live in Vegas, many of us, we don't go to the casinos anyway. But for those of us that do, that can be pretty hard. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the company, from what we're understanding, from USA Today, okay, at Whole Foods, is denying it has a policy where employees cannot speak Spanish to each other. All right, so what's going on here? Apparently, two employees say they were suspended from their jobs at a Whole Foods Market store in Albuquerque because there's a policy. The company insists that there is no such policy, but that the employees were suspended for rude and disrespectful behavior, according to Whole Foods spokeswoman Liba Lefton. For some reason now, though, there is this big brouhaha, and Progress Now, an advocacy group, New Mexico, Progress Now, New Mexico, is organizing a boycott of Whole Foods and has an online petition to ask people nationwide to stop shopping at Whole Foods. They say, we want Whole Foods to rescind its English-only policy, according to Pat Davis, executive director of Progress Now, New Mexico, whose petition is on the site moveon.org. We don't think it's appropriate in a state as diverse as New Mexico. Now, Brian Baldazon, one of the Whole Foods employees, told the Associated Press that he and a female employee were suspended for a day after they wrote a letter following a meeting with a manager who told them that Spanish was not allowed during work hours. He said he couldn't believe it because he works in, I guess, the store's food preparation department. All we did was say we didn't believe the policy was fair. We only talk Spanish to each other about personal stuff, not work. But the Whole Food officials, however, insist that the two workers misunderstood the real reason for their suspension. It had nothing to do with the language. Due to their rude and disrespectful behavior, both in an office and in the store in front of customers, they were suspended with pay. They actually got a paid day off. Their suspension was due to the behavior alone. So, now there's an investigation, okay? 17 employees who attended the same meeting agree that the employees were never told not to speak Spanish. So what's going on here? Now, first of all, just having been an employee, and my having been able to speak Spanish, I would speak Spanish. When I would wait tables, and I thought the cooks, I didn't want the cooks to have to, you know, deal with my fast speaking English, and I wanted to practice my Spanish and use my Spanish, I would speak in Spanish. Now, every now and then, the manager would be like, what are you guys talking about? And what I would do, so he wouldn't think we were talking about him, is I would translate. Okay, I said, la mesa cinco, okay, for table five, no se gusta, don't like the fish because it's not cooked, okay? El pescado no está cocinar. And I would basically kind of translate what I said so he didn't think we were talking about him. But I found pretty quickly that I probably shouldn't do that. Okay? People are getting nervous. People are getting, the last thing I would want to do is get fired because somebody said, yeah, she said something about you in Spanish. So I figured, you know what? I'll just speak English. The chefs liked it because then they could, you know, cuss at me back in Spanish. I can't say what they called me, but they would. And because I understood it, I could go back and forth. And it was really nice because it was a way for you to use foul language without getting in trouble by the boss. All right. But I also see why it's inappropriate. It is. I mean, if your boss or manager can't hear you, can't understand and can't hear you speak. Okay, I mean, I'm not saying there has to be a policy, but there's just a common courtesy. If you're going to have, you know, a discussion, can you have the discussion where everybody could hear? And also for your own safety. Okay, with everything going on with the Boston bombings and the feds looking at our Facebook posts and our, you know, and what we, you know, I know they're claiming they don't look at our phone calls and what we write, but I mean, my guess is they're, please. Then what do they want the phone call records just to count the minutes? Which they claim they're doing, they're just looking at the minutes. But, I mean, in this day and age, where everybody's kind of suspicious of everybody, you might as well not put yourself into that position. Okay, I mean, you have a job to do, you're in front of customers, okay, when it's break time, that's when you can talk personally and all that. When you're on the job, you work. Alright, but the other thing too also is, I mean, if there is a policy such as that in a place of employment, I mean, are they allowed to do that? Are employers allowed to say, look, you could only speak English here? You know, even if you're trying to go to the bathroom and you're trying to tell somebody, you know, Vial Bagnar, I'm going to the bathroom or something like that. I mean, is that really, are they allowed to suspend you with pay? They got paid, by the way. Or did they get in trouble for something and they're claiming, oh, it's because we speak Spanish? If there's some insubordination with a manager, okay, then it needs to be called that. If not, and really, they spoke Spanish, they were told not to speak Spanish, and boom, they got suspended. You know, I could see why there's, you know, this uproar. I don't think Whole Foods needs to be boycotted, but it just kind of goes to show you that there's a lot of tensions right now. Let's talk about that when we get back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. XM Radio, all our affiliates out there, Talk, Superstation. You know, I get notes from medical students asking about how important is, you know, are them learning Spanish? Why do they have to learn Spanish? They're concerned that they're going to be discriminated against if they don't learn Spanish. And, I mean, for me, I love the Spanish language because I was able to learn it. I don't think I'm as fluent as I want to be. I think I have a lot of grammatical issues. But having taken 5 years of Spanish, having spoken it with patients for the last 15 to 20 years, I'm pretty comfortable with the language. My uncle's Puerto Rican. I love Mexican food. I am learning as much of the culture as I can. I think Mexico is a beautiful country. I've embraced it pretty well, all right? And I'm urging medical students and people in the medical field to learn Spanish at an increasing rate. Now, some people want to buck the system. And I understand it's frustrating. I understand it is extremely difficult to learn another language. It is difficult. I'm still not as fluent as I want to be. I get that. It is an extremely difficult thing to do where, as an adult, you're trying to pick up another language. Some people can pick it up extremely easily. Others don't. Now, in the olden days, especially the European, and many of my family from Russia and Poland and Germany and Austria, nobody spoke less than 3-4 languages. One is because most of these languages were very similar, so it's very easy to pick that up. Number two is you're around people of multiple languages. And it was just one of those things where you had to. All right. I understand that there's still a lot of debate whether English should still be first language. And I know many people are concerned with that. And we're going to be discussing this at different levels. Because I, unfortunately, some of the emails that I have right now in front of me have to do with the medical realm, the medical profession. And I know there's a lot of concern that, for example, there was a commercial that was just on TV. It was all in Spanish. I think it was a Target commercial, about their summer line. Now I understood it. Okay. But it was on Prime TV. All right, somebody's texting me going, I don't understand our TV commercials. All right, I understand it's frustrating. You feel very vulnerable when you don't know another language. And I don't think anybody in America should feel vulnerable. This is our country, right? But we do also have to realize that the English-speaking person, the sole English-speaking person, is going to be a minority and quickly. Okay, the rest of the world is bilingual. Okay, most, I don't want to say the whole world, but most developed countries, these people are bilingual. Most people in Japan are learning English. Most people in China are learning English. Many, in Europe, all right, in Israel, you have to learn English and Hebrew. You can't not learn English. You have to be at least bilingual. Now, for us, many of us have picked up Spanish. Some of us, we just can't. Some of us, we just can't pick up another language. All right? But is it because you can't or is it because you don't want to? I mean, I can understand for those people that don't want to. It's exhausting. I mean, I studied Spanish a lot. It is exhausting. And because it wasn't spoken in my home, it was a lot harder for me. It would have been a lot easier if we spoke it. You know, and I talk to families that are bilingual, right? Like, I just saw a kid yesterday, fluent English. He comes from a Hispanic family. His Spanish isn't good. He says his Spanish is not too good, right? So I was working with him on his Spanish, right? Because, he wants to be in a profession. And, I'm like, well, if you're bilingual, you're going to probably get ahead of the pack. So I'm actually working with him on his Spanish. And the mom was pretty happy with that, even though, I'm here. With my broken Spanish. But that family thought that him learning English was so important and good for them that they made sure he learned English because English was phenomenal. All right. But he still had an accent, a pretty good sized accent where people would think, well, he'd also probably know the Spanish language, and he didn't. But we need to teach our youth and the next generation that we as Americans have to be multilingual. We have to. We've been spoiled all this time, not needing to learn German, not needing to learn Chinese, not needing to learn Korean or Japanese, etc. And mind you, those languages are tough. But those other countries, they sure the heck are learning English. So this one medical student was kind of concerned about not knowing Spanish. Is he going to be discriminated against? Nobody should be discriminated against, but I got to be honest. I got a job right before I even graduated, okay, in Nevada and received my license. I was already promised a job because I was bilingual. So I don't want to say so much you'd be discriminated against as much as your knowing both languages puts you a step up. But it's at the point now, 20 years later, where I'm getting notes from you medical students telling me, you have to know Spanish no matter what, or you can't take care of these patients because the majority of your patients are not speaking English. Okay, why didn't anybody tell you before you went into medical school? Well, then let me tell you now, you are going to have to learn another language. Okay, now I know many people in the nursing profession, they'll rely on the, two or three Hispanic nurses that are there to do all the translating and to take care of the patients. Well, that's good, but the only problem is there's not going to be enough of those nurses. And so if you're going to be in the nursing profession and you want to have a step up on getting that job, you may need to be able to handle the patients themselves. But I understand it's intimidating, especially for people in the medical profession. You don't understand somebody, that could be life or death. Now, for those of you that don't speak English, I still strongly encourage you when you do go to the doctor to come with you that does. Okay? Bring a translator. I've told people that all the time. I can't tell you how many of my patients who wouldn't speak a word of English, whether they were from a foreign country that I couldn't understand. I'm like, could you please bring somebody that could speak English for you? And either they didn't because they couldn't understand me, or they did bring somebody, but their English was just as poor. I mean, if you're in America, that's going to be tough. Don't expect everybody to be bilingual. But we are seeing this movement now where it's kind of being forced on us. Where if you don't know it, you kind of don't belong. Now, one of my favorite states is Florida. I got a lot of family out there. I love it. I'm very comfortable in Florida because I speak Spanish. But I was with my family, and we get into an elevator. I told you the story. And a couple ladies come into the elevator, and they tell me, you know, to Cerro Piso. All right, so for third floor. I understood and I hit the button. And the kids were kind of looking shocked, like, oh my gosh, what if you didn't understand? How did she know you spoke Spanish? Okay, because I don't really look Hispanic. I'm just there and, you know, but apparently there's already cities in certain areas where it's just expected that everybody there speaks Spanish. And my kids are like, Mom, you better teach us fast because we want to be able to understand. Same thing happened at Disneyland. We get a hotel room at Disneyland. We have trouble finding our room. We start going, I guess, to the wrong, or there was a, maybe it was at Disneyland, maybe it was in Dallas. Couple instances where we start going to the wrong tower where there's some sort of construction. And the maid starts yelling at us in Spanish. Now my kids kind of freak out because they don't understand. I could understand, and I basically tell them, okay, so you want us to go down the other corridor, go there, that's fine, got it. And, you know, my son is like, thank God you speak Spanish. Now, I don't want anybody having that worry that, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to navigate through our country because I don't speak a language. But this is where we are right now. Okay? All right. You know, English is one of the languages spoken here. And as much as we may want this to be the main language, if people aren't speaking it, people aren't speaking it. Like, look at what happened with this Whole Foods. Okay, I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know if they did get suspended with pay because they were speaking Spanish or not. But now there's this boycott started for Whole Foods because people and activists want companies to let people speak in the language that they are native to. Well, how is a company supposed to run their business? Okay, if customers are coming in and having questions, and they want their answers, you know, in English. You know, there's only so much that could be done. This is going to be a tough question. This is going to be tough. We're already having commercials. I see tons of billboards whenever I'm in LA in Spanish. Again, I understand them, but whether you like it or not, learning another language may be in your future. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you know, I guess, today is National Donut Day? I mean, I know this is a medical show, so we're not supposed to be talking about donuts, but I guess it is National Donut Day. From what we understand, Dunkin' Donuts is offering a free donut with the purchase of any beverage. Krispy Kreme is just offering a free donut. No purchase necessary. Alright, I'm not really sure why there is National Donut Day. I know donuts have made us all very, very happy. I mean, I wish donuts weren't as caloric as they are and fattening. But, you know, donuts are very similar to so many other types of, you know, foods and breakfast dishes and treats out there, you know, like sopapillas, and there's a whole variety of things out there that are pretty damn delicious that are very similar to donuts. And so, you know, whether they're fattening or not, we still have to give credit where credit is due. Whoever had come up with the first donut and decided that that is something that we need to have as part of our breakfast, I guess celebratory fashion is in order. Just make sure you try to burn it off afterwards. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is an interesting study. They say cannabis, marijuana, may actually be able to be useful in preserving brain function after traumatic injury. All right? Apparently, they say that there are some protective effects in neurodegenerative diseases like multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, Huntington's chorea, and Parkinson's disease. The author of the study, Dr. Yosef Sarnay of Tel Aviv University's Adelson Center for the Biology of Addictive Diseases, theorized that ultra-low doses of THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the main psychoactive component of marijuana, induces minor damage to the brain, which can actually precondition the brain if you do end up having severe injuries like lack of oxygen, seizures, tonic drug exposure, etc. So they're kind of saying maybe people that take on marijuana actually have some sort of vaccine-type protection of the brain. Not that I think that's, you know, the way to go right now, but it's definitely an idea worth investigating. They found that treated mice, and this is published in the journal Behavioral Brain Research and Experimental Brain Research, what they did is they injected mice with a single, very low dose of THC, around 1,000 to 10,000 times less than what is found in a conventional joint. So we're talking about a very small amount. Keep in mind, mice are small, right? And what they did is when they treated the mice, they had enhanced biochemical processes which protected the brain cells, preserved cognitive function over time compared to control mice that were not treated with THC. Specifically, when the mice were examined 3 to 7 weeks after the brain injury, those in the THC group performed better in learning and memory tests. They also showed increased amounts of neuroprotective chemicals compared to the control group. So, you know, I mean, this, we'll have to kind of look and see, you know, can this be used in people with epilepsy? You know, can this be used in stroke patients, traumatic brain injury patients? Interesting. We'll see where this goes. We'll keep you posted, but by no means do I want you to medicate yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, we have in the news, judge orders a second child be put on an adult waiting list for donated lungs. A federal judge has ordered now that a second child at a Philadelphia hospital, a New York City boy, be put on the adult donated lung waiting list. The ruling from U.S. District Judge Michael Bailson involves 11-year-old Javier Acosta of the Bronx, who has cystic fibrosis. His mother filed a lawsuit Thursday that says he will also die soon if he doesn't get a lung transplant. Remember, we had been talking about a 10-year-old girl who had cystic fibrosis that had to be put on the list. Children under 12 are usually matched with the pediatric donors, and then when they're over 12, they go on the adult list. If there aren't any pediatric donors, they get put on the adult list, but from what we understand, the end. So, of course, these two judges involved in these two kids' cases had to step in and decide whether they could put the kids on the adult list, and they did. We had a very lengthy, passionate discussion yesterday on transplant and donations, etc. And it was pretty involved, you know, and there was definitely a lot of back and forth on how we should do this. Keep in mind, from what we understand with cystic fibrosis, if they do get the organ, it is supposed to potentially cure them. Okay, their bodies are not supposed to destroy the implant or the transplant unless there's an issue with them not being able to handle the transplanted organ, like a rejection. So, you know, we don't want people thinking any of these organs are wasted. From what we understand with the transplant list process, they do calculate, they do try to test and match and use the best case scenario. The one thing, though, that is interesting is one lobe of an adult lung may work enough for both of these kids. So it may be interesting to see if maybe they could just use one transplant and split it up for both of them. All right. It's a tricky one. Also in the news, 1-877-DOC-DALI, there's a new breakthrough in superbug fighting technology that it uses a robot. It's called Total Room Ultraviolet Disinfector. It uses a modified germicidal light to zap bacteria and viruses with just one use, and they say it has a 99.9% chance of disinfecting bacteria and spores, even influenza and norovirus. This is pretty cool. Okay, I know some of you are like, what? Bacteria zapping robot? Come on. You gotta admit, this is some cool stuff. Alright. They say it stops the bacterial organisms from reproducing, and any organism that can't reproduce can't colonize on the patient's body. Now remember I was telling y'all that if pharmaceutical companies are not jumping in to deal with, if the pharmaceutical companies are not jumping on to deal with this, pharmaceutical issues and the, formation of new compounds that could combat multiple resistant bacteria to multiple resistant antibiotics, then we're going to need some sort of other mechanism to nail these bacteria. Now, the TrueD robot is used in patient isolation areas like the operating room and intensive care unit. After being placed in the room, all drawers are opened, all doors are closed, and safety signs are put outside the room to ensure no one enters. The robot is then activated remotely. The TrueD Sensors 360 technology, according to Fox News, automatically calculates the UV dose that's going to be required to disinfect that room. I guess it could take up to a couple hours, but it could destroy these nasty bugs like C. difficile. Clostridium difficile causes 14,000 Americans to die each year. Now, it's only used after traditional hospital cleaning methods have been used. So, you know, just like you guys and the, just like you guys using your antimicrobial soap, right? Kids come in all muddy. We tell them to wash their hands, and instead they do a couple little squirts of their antimicrobial Purell. And we're like, nah, nah. I mean, you still need to do the traditional cleanup methods using germicidal chemicals, etc. But I love the idea of this type of technology. Maybe eventually later they could use that type of technology for abscesses, for sore throats. Imagine using some sort of a benign, of course, type of laser, right, on a strep throat as we see more and more resistance to strep. So I think the possibilities are endless. Whoever figured this out, absolutely brilliant. But we do have a huge problem with bacteria, multiple resistant to antibiotics. We got to come up with something that's non-antibiotic to kill these suckers. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888 888- 888-983-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big shout out to everybody out there tuning in. Thank you, XM Satellite. Thank you, Talk Superstation. Thank you, all our affiliates. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got here a list of the world's top 10 highest paid athletes, and Tiger Woods, boom, back on top. $65 million in endorsements, $13.1 million in salaries and winnings for a combined net worth of $78.1 million. We'll give you the rest of the list, but he's only 37 years old, and he's back on top of Forbes' annual list of the world's 100 highest paid athletes. Some of you have asked Dahlia, you know, why aren't I on the list? I am pretty athletic, but I think I have to be in a sport, right? People have to watch it, I guess. I like racquetball. I'm pretty good at racquetball, but never really took it anywhere. Guess he earned $78.1 million. Oh, not even net worth. That was just what he earned last year, $78.1 million in the last year, the vast majority of which came from endorsement deals worth $65 million, and the remaining $13.1 million came from winnings. Wasn't even scathed from the whole issue with him having the quote-unquote sex addiction, right, and cheating on his wife. His new girlfriend is skier Lindsey Vonn. Didn't Lindsey Vonn just hurt her leg? Wasn't she the one that just fractured her leg? Okay. He apparently, he was in rehabilitation for a year and because of his extramarital affairs, but apparently everything is all good now. And he's very publicly dating Olympic skier Lindsey Vonn. I guess the two have attended a number of red carpet events, etc., according to Mail Online. They say there were only three women who actually did make the list. Myra Sharapova, and I really apologize if I mispronounce any of these, is currently ranked number two to Serena Williams in the tennis world. All right, but what about the top ten? So you have Roger Federer from tennis. Again, 71.5 million. Tiger Woods beat him at 78.1 million last year. Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, both of them making close to $60 million. I think Kobe Bryant, $61 million. Drew Brees, American football. They say American football because this is coming out of Daily Mail from Britain. So football, Aaron Rodgers, football, Phil Mickelson, golf, David Beckham, football, which is soccer. Isn't he retiring also? He retired after making $47.2 million. See, I want to retire. I would still work and then give it to charity. If you don't need the money, then give it to charity. Cristiano Ronaldo, which is soccer, and Lionel Messi, soccer as well. So, dang, when you look at those numbers, you're like, wow, wow. All right, well, good for them. You know, I hope they put the money to good use. All right, speaking of putting things to good use, we got a 2,500-year-old Egyptian mummy that has come out of his coffin Friday, today, to undergo cleaning and restoration at Massachusetts General Hospital. The mummy known as Patahershef has been on display at the third oldest general hospital in the United States since it received, they got him as a gift from the city of Boston in 1823 as a medical oddity. I would love to have something like that as part of my collection, although not in the house. A conservator trained, he's apparently this mummy, is one of the first of the complete mummies brought to the United States back in the 1800s. A conservator trained in restoring ancient artifacts removed him from his coffin Friday. I hope they wore some sort of a nose pincher so you didn't have to smell it, and began using cotton swabs dabbed in saliva to wipe away salt deposits from his face. So I am hoping they aren't double dippers and they only lick it once. The salt has been slowly seeping out of his tissue as a result of the mummification process. Experts are also expected to do minor repair and stabilization work on his coffin. They think it's going to take about 3 days. I'm not sure if any union workers were involved. If so, you got to add some extra breaks in there. The mummy and its coffin will then be moved to a special horizontal case in which they will lie next to each other in the Ether Dome, which is a surgical amphitheater where William T.G. Morton demonstrated the first public surgery using anesthesia in 1846. Remember that? So apparently they say this mummy was a 40-year-old stone cutter in the necropolis in Thebes, which is an ancient city on the west bank of the Nile, and is what is today's Luxor. He was a gift from a Dutch diplomat who was happy with the city of Boston's hospitality. Now, I know some of you are like, really, I wouldn't want a mummy. Really, give us a dead body. You don't understand. For someone medical like me, this is cool. This is very cool. Nobody has any idea how the mummy lived or died. They're right now trying to figure that out. They're CTing him. They're doing full body x-ray. There was a broom handle embedded at the base of his head and running through his torso. They think what that was supposed to be for was not his source of death, but a way to stabilize the head during the mummification process. So they can't tell. But pretty cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wanted to talk about these Google glasses. I don't know if I have it. I want to talk about Google glasses and gambling. I don't know if I have that yet, because that was a really important story. Because some of you guys who really like your Google, I don't know if it's called Google Glass, right? Apparently, casinos are not going to allow people to wear them while they're in the casinos because they think people can actually steal. Here we go. They say regulators say the gadgets could be used to cheat at card games. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement issued a directive on Monday ordering Atlantic City's 12 casinos to bar casino patrons from using the device. The directive was first reported by the press of Atlantic City. Similar bans are already in place in Las Vegas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Connecticut. If these eyeglasses were worn during a poker game, they could be used to broadcast a patron's hand to a colleague, or otherwise used in some other form of collusive manner. And that would be a pretty bad crime in New Jersey. I don't know what's worse. All right, committing a crime and having the police get you, or casino owners. I don't know if I would want to mess around with anybody's casino. You don't cheat at a casino. Even if the glasses had not been used for cheating, their presence at a gaming table would lead to the perception that something could be occurring. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I mean, when you get watched at a casino, okay, you know, you're having sunglasses is already of some concern, all right? But they watch you. They watch your eye movements. They watch your lips. I mean, you are always being watched in a casino, which is also why I really wasn't too shocked with this whole U.S. Mining data from Google and Facebook, etc., because I already feel like you're always watched. We talked about this the other day, right? You got cameras at the intersections. Your health records have to go to the insurance company, so somebody knows your diagnosis. Your lab work is in some main database that could be accessed by other doctors and therefore employees of those doctors' offices. So I've never expected us to have 100% privacy anyway. So I kind of get how now you got these Google glasses, even if they really have nothing to do with you cheating, they could cause some concern and people could freak out. Now, while the world is right now freaking out about our National Security Agency and the FBI tapping directly into several internet services, at least 9 of them with the U.S., a lot of now concern, even New York Times had an editorial where there was a huge loss in confidence in the government. And, you know, when you see something like that coming from the New York Times, it kind of goes, whoa, I mean, wow, even the New York Times, I mean, we're starting to see some bipartisan concern with what's been going on with the government. I urge you to, just be careful out there and just know that nothing, especially on the internet or on the cell phone, is private. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. You all be safe out there and God bless.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces the door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled EZARMOR.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tactical, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.